Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome back. It's Farm Talk. I'm Mick Kerr. On a whiteout Friday, frozen Friday. It's ugly out there, Doug.
You know, and you know that's the reality. Is you know we can try to sugarcoat it and try to spin this and spin that, and it is. It's ugly. I mean, yeah. if you had to use a weather, but one of the things that I always like, you know, you're in Jamestown, and I got to thinking when I was driving and I was listening. I'm like, you know what? I can look at my calendar and go, hey, winter show ain't too terribly far away. About 6-7 weeks away from the North Dakota winter show, Mick.
I was going to ask you about that, and you'll be there.
Yeah, I've been there. I mean, obviously there's a lot of people that have a lot more years on from me, but there's a couple of things. Is that, you know, number one, it's a tradition, and it, you know, it's in Valley City, and I've got roots and ties to Valley City, and then I've always just kind of thought that, okay, once the North Dakota winter show gets here, we've won the race. Maybe the race isn't over yet, but we can see the finish line from where we're at. So mentally, and I was just kind of I was thinking that of that last night when I'm looking out the window. I'm like, you know, it's 5:30. It's really not pitch black yet.
No, yeah, and the sun, it's getting lighter in the 7 o'clock hour every morning too.
Yeah, so I mean there is a light at the end of the tunnel. It's called the sun, and the sun is rising a little bit earlier, it's setting a little bit later, so we're starting to go in the right direction, and that's a little bit of positivity.
Indeed. All righty. Well, in the news this week, you had some positive tests come back for CWD. Where at?
Yeah, and this is essentially in western and southwestern North Dakota, and in chronic wasting disease, you've heard it a lot, and it's an always fatal neurological disease in. You know, if you want to go after those $5 words in cervids, it affects moose and elk and deer specifically is what you hear about in Minnesota.
Critters with two hooves.
Yep.
By cervid.
Yep, yeah, yep, yeah. Cervids. And so it's always fatal. And this kind of came onto the scene in Colorado in the mid-80s. And where we're at in the upper Midwest, it's been a little bit more in the last 10 years. And one of the first things I try to impress upon people is that it is always fatal. It is not something that, like a pneumonia, that you might survive. It weakens the system and it goes away. It is always fatal. And there is no cure for it. There's no preventive measure. You can't inoculate, for CWD, chronic wasting disease. It affects the nervous system. They don't die. It's not something where it's like getting electrocuted, where they get it and they die immediately. In fact, the death rates can take literally months and a long time on that. So, with chronic wasting disease, there's such a huge concern because of the way that it spreads from specific contact, nose-to-nose contact, it can spread. So when you have high concentrations, that the spread of chronic wasting disease can take place at a rapid pace. It's a prion, a protein, that if you have that deer that dies of chronic wasting disease and some of that brain matter or some of that nervous tissue gets transported from Wisconsin to Montana or from Montana to Minnesota, that can spread chronic wasting disease, and it can remain in the ground.
You mean it can fly out of the back end of the pickup or the hood of the vehicle where the deer is strapped? Or
not as much of a concern about that as there is in the final resting place.
Okay.
As to, like, if you go elk hunting in Montana or deer hunting in Colorado and you shoot a deer that has chronic wasting disease and you transport it back to Fargo or back to any other community and that brain matter gets deposited somewhere, that can introduce, if it's not already there, or it can spread. So there's a huge concern over the spread of chronic wasting disease nationwide, and in our backyard, we've been doing testing for over 10 years in North Dakota, and we had what seems like not a big deal. 8 deer taken that tested positive for chronic wasting disease in North Dakota.
However,
However, we've seen the rates in those areas increase. So approximately 3% of harvested mule deer in Unit 3F2, south and west of Bismarck and Mandan, had chronic waste meas. So when you start to see the rates increase, that means that the chronic wasting disease within that area is continuing to expand into other parts, and it's not a good sign. Now, what you know, our wildlife veterinarian, Dr. Charlie Branson, is good. He is he really knows his stuff. And where we're at right now is he's not as concerned that the rates within those units are above a management threshold where you're going to start to see overall shrinkage of deer due to chronic wasting disease. He feels that, you know, it can be managed at this level, but the occurrence rates continuing to expand is not a good sign. Mm-hmm. And if we can keep it at that level, which is why you see in areas where you have chronic wasting disease, you don't have a management goal of growing the deer herd. You have a management goal of kind of maybe maintaining that deer, because when you grow it, it's like if you've got a pneumonia, and you know some kid has it in school. Well, you don't want to go from a classroom of 15 to 20 kids to 45 to 50 kids. You're basically just going to increase the potential for that to spread. So it kind of goes against conventional wisdom, where we have, you know, deer hunters that say, "Gosh, I wish I could draw a tag." And we're like, "Well, I mean, I know you want to." But our goal in units like 3F2 is to maybe maintain that deer population, maybe even shrink it, so we don't see the prevalence rates expand, Mick.
Is this something that's always been here and we're detecting it better now, or is this like the recent soybean cyst nematode, Goss's wilt, gall midge, some of these things that are brand new and they are expanding, and we do need to control them. So is chronic wasting disease kind of a 21st century thing, late 20th, 21st century thing, or has it always been here?
The confidence science points to the fact that this is relatively new, mm-hmm. that this is something that wasn't and the reason that they say that is the first occurrence was actually found, I believe, in a lab in Colorado back in 1985 in a captive deer herd, and then the spread has been documented from that. But that, you know, that's one of the things that's always in the back of my mind, as you alluded to, is, you know, we know of people dying from, you know, newly found diseases now, but go back 150 years, could have that been something that, you know, had killed people 150 years ago? You know, I don't know. I would say that we're pretty confident from our wildlife veterinarians that this is not something that has been here before. Mm-hmm. But again, the thing with science, as you know from meteorology, is the fact that you're using the best information, the best research that you have at this time. Could we be proven wrong tomorrow? You bet. Absolutely. 5 years from now, you bet. That's totally possible, Mick.
Sure. In the medieval times, who knows what was going on here in the Dakotas.
Yeah.
In Minnesota.
Yeah. Yep. No, absolutely. So, you know, that's kind of the big takeaway from this is that we're going to continue with surveillance in North Dakota. The good news is these, you know, again, relatively low numbers, 8 taken during the deer hunting season. None taken in the eastern half of North Dakota. So we still do not have a documented case of chronic wasting disease. And it goes back to kind of your point, is we've been doing targeted surveillance and breaking up North Dakota into thirds. And so we can basically scientifically and statistically say, well, if we have chronic wasting disease, the prevalence isn't so high, or we likely would have found it by now. So we depend a lot on hunters. And we had about 15% of our hunters in CWD units submitted heads. And we need that. Mm-hmm. We need hunters to continue to submit heads so we can test for that and find out, do we have chronic wasting disease in the Red River Valley? Not that we know of. In the James Valley, in the Cheyenne Valley? Not that we know of, but we're going to continue to test. And that's not to say it's not here. If it is here, it's like saying, like, you know, a zebra mussel. Mm-hmm. Do we have zebra mussels in Lake X? Not that we've found or heard. That doesn't mean that they're not there. Just means we haven't found them yet, Mick.
Yeah, but we do have them in Lake A, Ashtabula.
Yeah, we do have them in Lake A. Yep, very, very true.
All righty. All right. Well, so the relationship between agriculture and hunting between the Game and Fish Department and farmers must continue and grow.
Yeah, you know, and that's one of the same things. When we talk about preventing the spread of chronic wasting disease and zebra mussels, it's like preventing the spread of Palmer amaranth. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know where you have it. You want people to be vigilant. You want people to be watching for this. But you also want to do the best that you can to prevent that spread, Mick.
Gotcha. All righty. Doug Lear, North Dakota Game and Fish Department outreach biologist, reaching out to you here on Farm Talk. Stay safe. Safe travels back home, Doug.
Take care, Mick.
Thank you. Hey, we are going to be back at you come Monday right here in the North Dakota Corn Council studio. This is Farm Talk.